We are on Daf Chav Tes Amad Aleph, starting the Gemara. The Mishnah had said, Eilu Naris Sheyesh Lam Knas, Abal Mamzeres, Val Nesina, Val Akusis. So the Gemara asks, Hani Naris Psulis Islu Knas, Ksheiris Loi. That's how it seemed from the Mishnah. These Naris have Knas, these Naris Psulis. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kama, Eilu naris psuleis sheyesh lam knas, abo ala mamzeres v'ala nesina v'ala kusis." The chiddush is that even the naris psuleis also have knas. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. L'chayre, and the Shit Mekabetzes mentions that there's a svare that the chi of knasis, because he was poigim benare, so if she's a psule, there'd be a svare to say that what did he do to her? She's posel saivasayim. So the Mishnah is telling us, eilo naris psuleis sheyesh lam knas, even though the naris psuleis, the posel ovi bekol, Afapikain, there's a chi of knas if he was pagan them. Now, lechayre, a shtikel ha'orah, we had a machlokes, Rashi and Taisvis, but the case of kusis is. Rashi learns kusis is geire aroyes. According to Rashi, there's a leisis chatein, it's a partial geiris. According to Taisvis, kusis is speaking about that the geire yemes. The Taisis Shoshanu wants to say that Guf is Pshat in the Mishnah, the Chiddush Mishnah says that the Geirei Emes. The Geirei Arois, it'd be Goyim, so there wouldn't be Knas. So, L'chayra from the Ritas Loshna Gemara Daxme would seem like Rashi, like the Gemara answers, Hachi Koma, Eilu Naris Psulis Sheyeshlam Knas, even though they're Psulis Sheyeshlam Knas, Abola Mamzeres, Bala Nesine, Bala Kusis. So according to Rashi, these three, Bemison, are Psule Kol. Raisim, Ida Rabona, but Al Kapanim, they're all Psule Kol. So even though the Psule Kol is also a Chi of Knas if a person was Pagim them. According to Taisvis, Al Kapanim, that this should be the end of the Memre, Eilu naris psula sheyesh lam knas v'al akusis. Akusis is not a nara psula. She's a geire emes. There's no chiddush whatsoever that is a chi of knas. Taisus wants to say it could be the chiddushes. He didn't cancel them, but they're not naris psulais. And Taisus Yishonim says that kuf is the chiddush that the geire emes, not geire arois. The loshen hagemara would seem that they're naris psulais. Now the Mishnah continues, Nara in Ktana Loi. It would seem Davka by a Nara this Knas, not by a Ktana. Man Tane, Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav Rameyri. The Mishnah is going according to Rameyri. The Sanya, we learned about Raisa, Ktana, Mi Bas Yoim Echod, Vad Shetovi Shtei Saris, Yesh Lo Mecho, Vain Lo Knas. That, the father can sell her. And there's no chiyuv knas. Mishe tovi shtei saris, va'ad she tiboge, after she becomes a nare, till bogris, then baloch is yesh lo knas, vein lo mecha. Then there is a chiyuv knas, but then he's not bekayach to sell her. Divrei Rameyer. She Rameyer oimer, komokem she yesh mecha, ein knas. Komokem she yesh knas, ein mecha. V'chachomim oimrim k'tano mibar sholishan v'yemechod v'ad shetiboga yesh lo knas. That even though she's roila mechire, afal pi keim is yesh lo knas. The Gemara is knas en mecheloi. It would seem that he said mibar sholishan v'yemechod this knas, and that's it. So the Gemara says eime af knas b'moke mecha. That even though he can sell them, there's also a chi of knas. Let us see Rashi. Rameir, Kedemaisi, Bereise, Lekamei, that according to Rameir, Anare, till Nares, there's no Knas. Yesh Lomecha, Yesh Lavia Boschia, Lemocha, Leshifches. Nachsme, the Shita Mekabetzer says, and the Ritas Loshana Gemara would also seem like that, that Be'emerson, Rab Meir is, seems the reason there's no knas by Til Nares is because Yesh Lo Mecha. Yesh Lo Mecha is a Sibbe that ain't lo knas. Ain't lo Mecha, then it's Yesh Lo Knas. Now, what does the Chi of Knas have to do with the Din Mechire? Is Yesh Lo Via Bos Chia Le Mocha Le Shifches. That means in this Zman, she's not Birshus Atzmo, and the father can sell her Leshifches. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Masses Moshe says in Kedushin that Yud is like a Shifches Leishus. It's, that means that's what she sold for. That means that this Pagam, that a Ma'anis is Mechayiv to pay Knas to her, that is Davke. If you, she's an Isha that's Oymed Lehinosei, so Memele, so then, by being Ma'anis, so you're Poigim, that what she's Oymed for. So then, there's a Chiv Knas. So Rameya is saying, but in this Zman, who says she's Oymed for Nisuin? It's Biyad Ovio Lemocho Leshivchis. So Memele, so such an Isha, the Torah didn't cancel. That's why Rashi says Yesh Lavi Boschia Lemocha Leshifches. That means that's his koyach Lemocha Leshifches. So such an isha, if she's nimka the Leshifches, does not mean she washes dishes. Lemocha Leshifches actually means that's the yield, that it's is a yield is a shifches leishus. So memele. So then there's no. So she's not oimed lehinose, so then there's not such a great pagam, or not such a pagam if a person was manasa. Ve'ein lo knas, abola ein echayv knas, ve'ein lo mecha, kedesanya yochel, but after she becomes a nara, kedesanya yochel yimker odem es bitek shehi nara, amrit kal vochayme, mechure kvar yoitze achshov. If she was mechure, so Naris is he strong enough to be mafkiya the kinyim, she ain't a mechure in a din, she loy timochel, he's not bekoyach to sell him when she's a nara. Mi baskim ushanev yeim echod, she hi ruye lebiye. Then there's a chiv knas, mecha loy bitmiye, af knas bemoke mecha. It means af knas, umishim knas noket ba sholosh, av lemech mi ba shi, Yoim echod vatshetobi shtei saris, he can sell him. Zot taisvis, nare en ktanoloi teime, minoloi, how do you know that is pshat in the Mishnah? That elo nare, sheyeshlam knas, that naro comes to be memayit ktano. Dumali yosamute ele boigris. Tamashme besoy pek abe miseis, kabihodis nan. In chayiv ela shetein nara psula miureses. So it says ela ad shetehei nara ad shetein nara. So the gemara seems the avetoni ela al nara psula avemakmina la afilu kerabonon leyavosim mutektana ela boigres. That means if it says Elo ein echayv Elo al nara, so means nara not a boigris, but a ketana could be you also chayv. But it says ad shetehei nara, so that means not a ketana either. So that means nara automatically is not a miut on katnis, unless it's a special halacha which show a special loshen which shows that it means davke nara not ketana. Vetiris ritzvot da seif de masnisen somech desnan komokim sheyesh mecher ein knas. So you say mech and the seif de masnisen. Zekte gemore weiter. Vahani B'nei Knosen Inu. Now the Gemara asks on our Mishnah. We hear in the Mishnah that Psulei Kol are B'nei Knosen. By my Ikri Kan, the Pasuk says V'loi Siya Le'isha. By Ma'anis it says V'loi Siya Le'isha. Isha Horo'u Yoloi. So the Pashtus is an Isha that is Roy to remain with him. And these are not noshim aruyim loy. So why is there a chiyuv knas? Omar Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, "You're right. The pashta the krov loy siya leisha is lachayre memayit chayve lavin chayve krisis. It's not isha aruyim loy. But there are ribuyim in the posik, and from these ribuyim we are marbe." Even though it's not Ruyoloi, we are Marbe. Omar Reish Lakish, the Pasuk says, Naro, Naro, Hanaro. That means it says like this. First it says, Naro ki yimtzo ish Naro psula. So we know that the Pasha is speaking about a Naro. Then it says, V'nosan ha'ish ha'shoichev la'avi Hanaro. Now, this Hanaro is completely miyuta. It could have said V'nosan L'Avio. It says La'avi Hanaro. So this Hanaro is extra. So the Hanaro, so the Naro is extra, and the Hanaro is also extra. So you have a miyuta de Kenaro and a miyuta de Kehei. So Naro and Hanaro come to make Ribuyim, that even though it's not Ruyoloi, Afal Pikein is a Chiyuv Knas. So the Gemara, so Reish Lakish explains, Chad Legufe, the first Naro, Ki Yimtzo Ish Naro, that you need Legufe, that is speaking about a Naro, find out we need. But we have now two extra Ribuyim Naro, Hanaro, V'chad Lasuye Chai Ve'Lavin, one comes to be Marbe Chai Ve'Lavin, V'chad Lasuye Chai Ve'Krisis, that even though it's a Labas Tvisis Kedushin, it is also a Chiyuv Knas, and that's Pshat in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says both Chidushim. Eilo Nare Sheshlem Knas Memzeres and Nesine. Then it says later, Achoyso, Yeshu Sochib. So it's coming to tell us two Chidushim, no, it's a Labas Tvisis Kedushin, no, it's a Sein Ruyi Lekaimo, Afal Pikeim. There is a Chiyuv Knas. So this we learn now from these two Ribuyim. Rapopo Omar, Rapopo says a different drosha. It says in the Pasuk, Psula, Psulois, Habsulois. It says by Mefata, Bechiyefata, Ish Psula. Fine, so that's, we know it's speaking about a Psula. Then later it says, Kemoya, Rapsulois. He gives her Kemoya, Rapsulois, and it could have said Kemoya without Psulois. So we have psulois, habsulois is a double yito, and psula, psulois, habsulois, chad legufe. So one is coming legufe to tell us that you need a psula. Now you have two psulois, habsulois, amiyutav, chad lasuye chai velavin, chad lasuye chai vekrisus. So he darshans from Nara Hanar, and he darshans from Psulois Hapsulois. So now the Gemara asks, the Rav Pope my time loy omak Reish Lakish. Now why didn't Rav Pope say like Reish Lakish, Nara Hanar? So he says, Ahim ahumi boy le lichta baye, the omar abaye, bo aleo umeso potter. What is the halacha? That means if Bishas Hamode Bedin, the Nosan La Avi Hanaro. So the Din Nesine has to, that means we started off Kiyimotse Ish Nara Psula. Fine. So it was Ma'anisa. But now by the Nesines Aknas it says Vinosan Bishas Nesine, he has to be La Avi Hanaro, the father of Hanaro, this Naro. So that means to say that Bishas Hamod Bedin, the Nara still has to be alive. If the Nara died, so Memele, so then he can't be Mamet in Bedin. Can only be Mamet in Bedin if Bishas Hamod Bedin, he's Avi Hanara. So if it would only say Aviho he is, he's dead or alive, this is Aviho. But if it says, V'nosan Lavi Hanara,
So that means that he has to be b'shas nesina v'yanaro, so that means that she's still alive. V'nosan l'avi'yanaro, l'avi'naro, v'loy l'avi'meso. So Memele, so Rapope did not want to say like Reish Lakish, because the whole thing gedashning from Nara Hanara, this we need for another drosha. Let us see Rashi. Vama yesh lahen knas lenaris psulois, ikri kan amasnisen makshinen, sakashen de mishne. Auch gesehen, Naro, Naro, Hanaro. Bo eines gesehen. Ki imtze ish Naro, Psula. Bo Naro. Si baschev nosne ish ha-shoiche vim olavi Hanaro. Bedarshine Naro, Yeseire. Vehe Yeseire. De Hanaro. De motzum ich tev nosne lo oviho. So yev Naro, Hanaro. Chad le gufei, le ksheiro. Dabei a ksheiro des a din knas. And then the other two, we know Psula of Chai Vilavna, Psula of Chai Vikrisis. And then Rapope said, Psulo, Psulois, Habsulois. Bimefate ksiv, Yefate ish Psulo, Krochina Basrei, Kesev Yishkel Kemoya Habsulois, Motzele Michtav Kemoya Psulois, the Heyesebrik, is Otlas, the Dashinen Heyesere, Upsulois, the Motzele Michtav Kemoya Balishtai. So Memele, so therefore we have psulais habsulais is miyuta. So the Gemara asked Rapopa my time alay omak delay shlokish omi boy lay ohu hanara via nare hodolay ksive nosan lavi omi boy lay lichtabaye shim lay hispik ha ov lahamidai bedin at shemei sapota. But if there was not enough time for the Ov Lahamidoi Bedin Ad Shemesa, so we see from Rashi also that Ov has to be Mamed Bedin Ad Shemesa Potter. Lavi Hanaro Mashmo Shehi Kayemes. Rabbi Kevege has a Ha'ore over here that the Gemara went into a blotter. That means this Droshe of Lavi Hanaro Vloy Avi Hameso is a Bayez Droshe. Fine. It's debatable. Rove is chaylik an Abayim. So Bekevega asks, why did the Gemara bring down Abayim's drosh? There's another drosh, which is a drosh ha-muskemes, lavinarev levi boigres, that if she became a boigres before her mother, then you don't give to the father. And this drosh is a drosh ha-muskemes. So Bekevega asks, why did the Gemara psazoi come in with Abayim's drosh, that Rapope did not want to say like Rashi because of Abaye, which is debatable, say because of the Muskim the Kedroshe. Maybe in Tosis, according to the Rach, we'll have a shtickle teretz on this kasha. But Al Kaponim, this is the Or of Rabbi Kedegen. Let us just go a little further. So the Gemara says further as follows. The Reish Lakish, my time, Elei Omake Rapope. Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rapope? We have, Rapope is a very nice drosha, psulois, hapsulois, maya hapsulois. So, humi boile ligzeire shovim. We need hapsulois, maya hapsulois, we'll see later in Rashi, it's mufne, to make a gzeire shove to ma'anis. Visanya, we learned in Abaraise, kesef yishkoil, it says ba mefate, In Parshas Mishpatim, Kesef Yishkel Kemoya Habsulois. Now, if we learn the Pasuk Elech, it says as follows. Kesef Yishkel, he should give Shkolim. How many Shkolim should he give? Kemoya Habsulois. And we'll see Kemoya Habsulois means like the amount Ama'anis as a Psula gives, that's the amount he gives. So a mefate gives shkolim. How many shkolim, like a ma'anis gives? Kemoyer habsulis. Now by ma'anis it says chamishim kesef. It doesn't say what type of a coin, but it says the amount chamishim kesef. And here by mefate it says the type of coin kesef yishkol. Doesn't say the amount. So kesef yishkol kemoyer habsulis. She is zeh kemoyer habsulis. That a mefate should give the same amount like a ma'anis gives. Maya psulas means a ma'anis. Umoyer Absulois, and the Ma'anis gives the same type of coin, Kozeh, such like he gives Shkolim, he also gives Shkolim. So Memele, so we need this Hapsulais to tell us something else, to tell us Akzeirah Shoveh. We need the Rash Lakish did not want to say according to Rav Popper, because we need Hapsulais to, for Akzeirah Shoveh, to tell us the amount of Shkolim a Mefate gives. Now let us see Rashi. Aumi Boilei. Miboyle l'gzeire shove, besule, d'chsiv gabi mefate, that what says, boyer habsulais, miboyle l'gzeire shove, besule, besule, l'gzeire shove. Ma kesef ha'omu bo'oynes chamishim, af mefate chamishim, so mefate is also chamishim, this is chamishim kesef, u'ma mefate shkolim, תחסיב ישקל, אף חמישים של אונס, שקולים קומה. אף חמישים של אונס, שקולים קומה. כמויר הפסולויס, חמישים כסף המפורושים במאנס אס הפסולו. שיהיזה חמישים כמויר הפסולויס, ומויר הפסולויס שישקולים כזה. Now, there's a ha'orah that the Shita Mekabetzis is ma'orah. We have to be elach. The Gemara starts off, Rav Popper said, Rish Lakish said, why doesn't he use Rav Popper's drosha? He needs it for Gzeira Shove. Psulois, psulois. Fine. But we learn out a Gzeira Shove. We learn that Gzeirah Shoveh Mefate from Oynes. Now, if we would stop over here, so I'd ask a Shaila, how do you know that you need Chamishim Kesef? Because it's Gzeirah Shoveh. How do you know you need Shkolim? Because it's Gzeirah Shoveh. Now the Gemara brings right a Baraisa, the Sanya, now the Gemara brings a Baraisa, he's Gzeirah Shoveh, the Sanya Kesef Yishkel Kamayar Apsulois, so she is Mayer Absulus and Mayer Absulus Kose. Now the Baraisa would seem is making a heckish. Kesev Yish Kim Mayer, the Kesev should be Kim Mayer Absulus, and we're Makish Mayer Absulus Kose. That's is a heckish over here. The Baraisa is a lotion of a heckish. So is Kim Mayer is Kesev Yishkel Kim Mayer, that we're Makish the Kesev of Ma'anis. That kesef of mefate to kimoyer absulus, which is ma'anis. So the shita asks the flow of the gemara is very shvei. We started off you need psulus for gzeira shavu, and then he brings a baraisa that learns that from a hekesh. So he says two pshatim. One pshat he says that the baraisa taka says you learn that from a hekesh. Rish Lakish holds you learn that from a Gzeira Shove, but the Gemara just wants to bring what's the purpose of the Gzeira Shove. So the purpose of Gzeira Shove is, our Mishnah holds you learn that from a Gzeira Shove, whatever it is. So Memele, not from a Hekish. So that's why you need Psulis, that's needed a different Rosh. From Nara Hanar, but Al Koponim, our Mishnah holds you learn that from a Gzeira Shove. But what do you learn now from a Gzeira Shove? Say, so I brought you a Baraisa, there's a few things to learn out. You have to know the amount by Mefata. You have to know the type of coin by Ma'anis. So the Baraisa God learns it out from the Hekish, but we're learning it out from the Gzeira Shoveh. That's so. The Sanya is just telling us what we have to learn out. But he brought a Baraisa, but the Baraisa God learned it out from the Hekish, and he learned it out from the Gzeira Shoveh. That's one Mahalach in the Sheet. And then the Sheet is another Mahalach that it could be that I know to assume that Kemoyer Absulus means Ma'anis, could be Moyer Absulus means something else, maybe it means Ksube, who knows that Moyer Absulus means Ma'anis? So the Gzeira Shoveh is telling us, the Gzeira Shoveh, Psula Psula is telling us that the Kemoyer Absulus means by Ma'anis. So now I learn out already, so after the Gzeira Shoveh, now I know Teichwert, and now I can make the Hekish Ma'anis to Mefata, Mefata to Ma'anis. These are two Mahalchim in the Shita. Al Koponim, So the Gemara said, so now we have a legitimate reason why Rapapa did not want to say like Rish Lakish. We need Avi Hanara for a different purpose. Avi Hanara v'lai Amesa, and we need Psulais for to tell us that it has to be Chamishim Kesef. So all these drushes, all of a sudden, all these Yeturim fall down the drain. Look the Gemara. Reish Lakish nami mi boiler dabei. Reish Lakish, don't you hold you need avi anare beloy, to tell me beloy avi a mesik, like a bay, so anare is not miyuta. But a papa nami mi boiler exeris of it. So memele, so we're stuck. So now how do we know, how did the Tana of our Mishnah know to be marbe, chayve lavin, chayve krisis, it says, so we just lost all these ribuyim. So the Gemara answers Alashita Kroiksi. There are six psukim. Nara, nara, hanara. Psulo, psulois, hapsulois. Now, fine. Okay. Trei legufai. The first two you need legufai to tell it's a nara, it's a psula. Fine. Chad lechda baye. Now, one comes avi hanara. Le'avia Mesa. Vechad l'gzeirishovet. The psulois comes for gzeirishovet. But now we have, there's still two more droshes, hanara and hapsulois. Is now, yatrulutrei. Now we left over two yiturim. Is chad lasuyechai v'laven, vechad lasuyechai v'krisis. So that's how we know, sefakert, that we combine the droshes of Rish Lakish and Rav Pope, and that's how we know Chai B'Lavan and Chai B'Krisis. Let us see Rashi. V'chad l'gzei reshovet imufna mitzad v'echad l'meiden emena. Zog Taisvis. Nara, nara, hanara. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, the Michad Nara Dorish Kula Milsa. Nar, Nara, Hanara. That means that the Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that we, Darshan, Rashi learned as follows. It says, let's say by Ma'anis, it says, Kiimtsa Ish Nara. It says once Nara, then it says Aviha Nara, it says another two times Nara Hanara, so that's the three times in Chad Lagufe. Rabbein Chananel says this last posik Aviha Nara, it could have said Nar, without a hey. You could lane hey. It's so that's Chad Lagufe. Now it says Nara with a hey, so that's Muta, then it says Hanara, so it's another Yitu. So, not chad legufe does not mean the first nara. It means in the aviha nara gufa I can make three droshes. Nar, naro, hanaro. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel. Pesh Rabbeinu Chananel, the michad nara dorish kula milse. Nar, naro, hanaro. The einira la Rabbeinu tam. So, Rabbeinu tam is chaylik at Rabbeinu Chananel. The loik siv naro moli behei. It doesn't say Naro with a hay. The Chumash it says Naro nun ayin reish. The Kri is Naro. But the Ksiv is nun ayin reish. Elohuda maitzi shemra lechudek the muchach besayf pirke. So, first of all, he doesn't understand the drosha. Could have said Naro. It does say Naro. Could have said Naro. It says Naro. Ba'oi tiksha Rabbeinu Yitzrok matzorich chad legufo. That means, why do you have to make these three droshes? So, ikor nara achine beparshe. If there is one, I know it's speaking about a nara, because it says, ki motze ish nara. So why do you need now nochemol chad legufe, aloperish akuntres ikor? Now, on the second kasha, that Rabbeinu Yitzchak asks, so the Shita says a very interesting terep. The Shita says as follows. The Shita says, that what it says, Chad Legufo, means to tell us as follows. That V'nosa Lavi HaNaro, V'loi Lavi HaBoigris. One second. And Leilavi Abaygeres, that's Legufa, and there we have two miyuta. So how, what does that mean, Legufa? Had Legufa, and it could have said Nah, and that would be Legufa to tell me Nah of Aloy Boigris, and then the other two are miyuta. Legufa means Nah of Aloy Boigris. So the Gemara asks Akasha that we learn out from Nara v'loy Mesa. So the Shita is Mavaya like this. That Be'emison, there's two parshas. There's a parsha when he was Ma'anisa. That parsha, speaking back, he motse ish nara psula, that he was ma'anasa when she was a nara. Fine. That is another parsha. V'nosan lavi hanara. So let's see, for the first pasuk, we know that he was ma'anas hanara, nara boigris. Shaker. Look at that. So that I know that he was ma'anas hanara. Fine. But now it says another pasuk. V'nosan lavi hanara. The legufa means v'loy lavi aboigris. That means that you have to know that b'shas nesina, you also has to be avi anar. You also has to be avi anar. Now, so could have said nar. It could have said nar. Now it says, to tell me, and it said naro, and ha naro, so I know two more things. That's pshat according to the Rabbeinu Chananel. So that's a teretz on Chad Legufo is coming to tell that the Tosfos is Takash. I know Nara from the first posik. So this is Bechlal not Shver. The first posik, you know Nara v'loy boigris, that he has to be ma'anis on Nara v'loy boigris. The second posik is telling us v'nosan la'avi hanara. The nosan lavi anar v'levi abaygus, abishas nesina, he has to be an avi anar v'levi abaygus. That's called legufa. So you have to know that the nesina has to be lavi anar. And then I have another two. Frek the gemore, no, you need the posik for abaye, but nosan, that means you're saying if it would say nar, I know legufa. So the gemore says, no, you need now to tell me v'lo yaviya boigres. So I'll call v'lo yaviya mesa. That's why, so that is why, we lost, Ibra Kenara. Psulois, habsulois. Kan nami pesha ben hananu. The michat kro nafki kulu. Also not from the, it could have said moya, it could have said psula is legufe, that you need a psula, and then it says psulais and hapsulais. Nirloi tzorichad legufe de psula achinexiv, the beginning of the parsha, by b'chifat ish psula. The same kasha we yes from the posik of naro hanaro, we learn that from the first naro, he can learn that from the first psula. The chad lasuye chai vilam. Niksha ri ben rabbeinu meyer. The ri ben rabbeinu meyer asked, akati neima chad lasuye chai v'yese. The chad lasuye chai vilam. That means you have ribuyim, so how do you know to jump chai vilam and chai v'krisis? Maybe one faster, be miyuta to faster. So let us be marbe. Chai v'yesen, chai v'ylavim, bakat chai v'krisis menolam. V'tiret, the l'chai v'ylavim v'esel, leitzorich, el'chad ko, you don't need two psukim. The ilav d'chsi v'loisi elisha. If it wouldn't have said v'loisi elisha, the mashme sheyesh bo havaye ru'uya l'kaimo, v'havetzorich ko l'rabinu, I wouldn't need any posik. That means, it says a person was ma'anis anaro. So, if his man is a nara, so any nara, mamzeres, a chayve krisis, I mean, what? Any nara. So, why do I need ribuyim? Because it says, v'loisi elish. And now we'll see later in the sugya, v'loisi elish could mean one of two things. It could mean v'loisi elish that she has to be a bas havaye. See, is a loshna bas havaye. So with that, we should be mamayit chayve krisis. We could darshan v'loi siya le'isha, she should be an isha ruya le'kaima, that he's allowed to be with her, he doesn't have to give her a get, a ruya le'kaima. That's also where you could darshan v'loi siya le'isha. Now, however we darshan v'loi siya le'isha, so the Tana of our Mishnah brings ribuyim, you should not darshan like that. So the whole reason we need ribuyim to be marbe, chayve krisis, chayve lavin, is only because of the Veloisi Elisha, because the Veloisi Elisha seems to say fakert, you need the Isha Haru'uyaloi. That was the whole Gemara's kasha. It says Veloisi Elisha, so how could you be Malbe? So Mamzeres felt the Veloisi Elisha, Achoise felt the Veloisi Elisha. So the whole, so the Masa not is Ribuyim, but the Ribuyim will need to counteract the Veloisi Elisha. So now Taisva says, so Memele, what does Veloisi Elisha mean? It could mean one of two. Either it can mean she has to be a bas havaye, or it can mean she has to be an isha haru'uyaloi. And that means that he's not mechuyif to give her a get. So now Taish Matiris Alchai Vilam Be'es Leitzorch Elachatko. They love the Si Veloisi Elisha, the mashma sheyesh bo havaye ru'yalakaimu. They have it Zorich Kro Le'rubinu. I wouldn't mechal need a posik to be marbet. Hilkach michad ribuyim marbinon ein ruyel lekaima. Dainei chayvese b'chayvi lab. So that means because of the loisi isha that I would be memayit. I feel you need isha ruyeloi. So I'm marbe chayvi lab b'chayvese. They don't need ruyeloi. Given the isbu avaye v'idoch ribuyim. Now maybe there's another mashmoish osish akaponim she should be a bas avaye. So that's another ribi. Ulaman de omar en kedushin toivsim b'chai ve'lavin. So havichad ribuyi l'chai ve'yes, abidach l'chai ve'lavin b'chai ve'krisis. That means if I hold en kedushin toivsim b'chai ve'lavin, so then I need one ribuy for chai ve'yes to tell me you don't need isha haruya l'kaimo, and then one ribuy for chai ve'lavin l'chai ve'krisis, you don't need a bas habay. Vim Toima, so Taisa says, now, if you're telling me that the whole reason of the ribuy is because of the Veloisi Elisha, so Lamali Litzorah says, let it not say Veloisi Elisha, and I don't need the ribuyim. That's what you're telling me. Vim Toima, Velishtek, Mi Loisi Elisha, Velisach, Lana Chibuy, Vishlam Ditzach, Lamidrish, Loisi Elisha, Midait, you need Loisi Elisha for another drosha, that she has to be masked to get married. But now this mashmois, Loisi Elisha, seems to be also saying, need Isha, Ruyaloi Isha, Basavaya. So now I need the ribuyim to counteract this Yisroin mashmois from Loisi Elisha. Yatlo Hutre. So now the Gemara answered, not Lefi Emes, there are two ribuyim. One by Oynes, one by Mefat, and one comes from Chai Ve'lav, and one comes from Chai Ve'krisis. V'chad ribu yekos v'oynes, v'chad v'mefat. V'im toime v'menolon v'chad lasuye Chai Ve'krisis, eimo d'tavayu osu l'ribu ye Chai Ve'lav. Maybe both come from Chai Ve'lav, v'chad l'oynes, v'chad l'mefat. That means Taisus is asking, how do you know to be marbe chai v'krisis also? If the ribuyim are by two different parshias, so maybe I have one ribuy by chai v, I have one ribuy by oynis, that chai v'lavin, by chai v'lavin, there's a chiyuv knas, there's one ribuy by mefate, that chai v'lavin, there's a chiyuv knas. How do you know? I'm talking about two different parshias. So Tosfos answers that I don't need a special posik by Mefate to tell me that Chai Ve'lavin it is a chi of knas, because I have a gzeir shove. That's what Tosfos answers. Rabbi Kiveger says he doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. He says, with the previous Tosfos, he says, it's not a Kasha and a Teretz. That means, our Tosfos asked a Kasha, and listen, you have two Ribuyim in each Parsha, maybe one Ribuy comes for Mefate, Chayvei Lavan, one Ribuy comes for Chayvei Yese. So Tosfos dug up, no, I have a Gzeira Shove, so I don't need that Ribuy for Chayvei Lavan, there's a Gzeira Shove. So Memele, so therefore I use it for Chayvei Krisus. Fine. It's a Kashe and a Teretz. That means the Teretz of Bekiyas. Because if you know, look at Old Limudim, you have a Gzeira Shove, at least I don't need it for that. Beit Rabbi Kiveger, Tosfos just said before, that without Veloisi Eliisha, everyone, it'd be a Chiyav Knas by everyone. Where does it say Veloisi Eliisha? By Ma'anis. By Ma'fata, there's no Veloisi Eliisha to begin with. So now, if you don't know of the Gzeirah Shaveh, so you don't need any pasuk whatsoever by Mefate. They said, maybe need a pasuk for Chai V'Lavin. Why need a pasuk for Chai V'Lavin by Mefate? Lacey Isha says by Ma'anis. What's your kasha? It's not a kasha and a teretz. Taisa says, maybe need to say, Lacey Le'isha by Mefate for Chai V'Lavin. Dr. Rabbi Kiveger, please. Why do you need a pasuk by Mefata? This says v'loisi li'isha by Mefata. Do you need a ribuy to counteract v'loisi li'isha? The whole v'loisi li'isha is by Ma'an. It's not by Mefata. So why do you need a pasuk because of the gzeira shava? If you're learning alpha Ma'anis, by Ma'anis, it says chayv elavin already. If you're learning alpha Ma'anis, by Ma'anis says chayv elavin, there is knas. A kolchach has to come. So Rabbi Kiveger says he doesn't understand Tosfos. Tosfos is a kasha and a teretz, and it's not a kasha. The kasha finds sich nicht on. That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Let us go further. Look, the Gemara weiter. Al kaponim, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that there's a chi of knas, even though even though it's a lav basavaye, there's a chi of knas, and we have limudim for it. Look, the Gemara alafuki, about the Tana of our mission is choylik, mahay tana. There's another tana that holds, you do need isharu uyeloi, and there's no chi of knas by mamzeres or achoysoi. So our Tane is Lafuki from this Tane, which is Abaraisa, the Sanya. V'loi siya li'ishe, shimenati moni oimer, ishe sheyesh bo avaya. That you need an isha sheyesh bo avaya. And if she's a lav bas avaya, that means in other words, if she's a choysoi, a reishis ochiv, chai v'krisus, some amelo, there's no chiyiv knas. So Shimon HaTimoni said, there's no chiyiv knas by chai v'krisus. Period. Rabbi Shimon Memenashe oimer, isha horu'uyo lekaimo. V'loisi le'isha means an isha that he could remain with. So that means lafuki, amamzeres, that you can't remain with her. Frag de Gemore, so in the name Mishnah is chaylik on these two tanoim. Frag de Gemore, my binai, what is the difference between Rab Shimon ben Menashe and Shimon HaTimoni? So the Gemore says, Amar Rab Zeire, Mamzeres and Asine, Ike binai. The machloikis is between these two, if there's a chi of knas by Mamzeres and Asine. Leman doma yeshbo avaye, if you hold like Shimonat Haimoni, that loisi ish means she has to be a basavaya, so honami yeshbo avaya, so mamzeres there will be knas. By mamzeres there's knas. Because there's no miyut from the loisi elisha. Laman the oma ruya lekaimo, ho ain't ruya lekaimo, but if you learn that loisi elisha means ruya lekaimo, so mamzeres will be in this mic. So according to Rab Shimon ben Menashe, there's no knas by a mamzeres. And about to give us a chayse, it's not real a kaimer. I mean, it's not real a kaimer. And according to Shimon HaTimoni, dafke by a chayse, there's no knas, but by memzeres in the scene, there will be a knas. Let us see what Rashi says. Afuki meitane masnisen diktoni yesh knas le mamzeres ula a chayse. Lafuki mahaitan, because they hold there is no knas. Sheyesh ba vayir shekdushin toifsin loybo prat la achoisoy. L'chol chayv ekrisis, afinu bekdushin shekdushin toifsin ben beperek shlishi. Umash melei shimin atimoni understood tia loshin havayis kedushin. So veloy siya leisha, that means he should be able to marry her. So memei la achoisoy. There's no, it's impossible to marry her, so there's no chiyuv knas. From Shimon ben Menashe, mashmalei tia loshen kiyum. She should remain anisha, but lo yisi elisha, she should remain his wife. And the mamzer is not permitted to remain his wife. So the Gemara says, an afkemina will be by mamzeres. Ha nami is bavai, diktushin tevsim b'chai vilavim, v'hosim yalev lo. So memele, that is, And that's their machloike, Shimon HaTwani, Rav Shimon ben Menashe, and our Mishnah is chaylik on them. Frek the Gemara, Ule Rabbi Kiva doma in Kedushin Toivsin b'chai v'lav. According to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds in Kedushin Toivsin b'chai v'lav. So me mele, so comes out, that afilu yul darshin v'loi si yili isha, it should not be bas havaya. It could also be mamayit mamzeres, because a mamzeres is a lav bas havaya. So the Gemara asks, Ula Rabbi Kiva, the Oman Kedushin Tevsin b'chai v'lavin, mai binay. So what's the difference in the drosha if you darshan ruya l'kaimo or bas havaya? Every one that's not ruya l'kaimo is a lav bas havaya, because in Kedushin Tevsin b'chai v'lavin. The Gemara ike binayu almona lekoyin god. No, the be a nafkmin almona lekoyin god. Ki Rabbi Simoy, the sign ye Rabbi Simoy yoyma, min akeil oise Rabbi Kiva mamzeirim, chutz mi almona lekoyin godo, shayom retoira la yikach vla yechalo, chlulim hu oise bein oisim mamzeirim. So that means Rabbi Simoy said a drosha, that there's no mamzeres from Amon Elokein Gold, even though it's Chai Ve'Lavin, and Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh Mamze Mechai Ve'Lavin. If there's a mamze, there's no Tvisas Kedushin. But here I have a Beferish Gili Akro, La Yechalo, Chilulu Mawaisa Ben Oisa Mamzerim. Now, let us see Rashi, and I'd like to say over Ha'orim. Ula Rabbi Kiva, the Oman Kedushin Tevsin B'chai V'Lavim B'Yavomis B'Chaylitz B'Braise Amar Z'Grusho Se Rabbi Kiva Oima Ein Loibo Kedushin Amar Z'Grusho Se Mai Binayu Mishum Rabbi Shimon Menashe Kapoich Lo The Ilo Shimon Atimon Shemini Lebit So Rashi says B'Yavomis B'Chaylitz B'Braise Amaz Gushos Rabbi Kiva Oimer Ein Loibo Kedushin. My Benai, Shimon Ben Menashe Kapoch. Ladilo Shimon Atimoni Shemini Lebi Yevomis. The Pola Galei the Rabbi Kiva Boho. The Sanez Amam Zakol Shabo Shushubalo Yovoi. The Rabbi Kiva. Shimon Atimoni Oimer Kol Shachiyovan Olof Kores Bidei Shamai. So Shimon Atimoni is Chilek Rabbi Kiva. Elo, Rav Shimon ben Menashe kabino. Rimoz esne kasha, according to Rav Shimon ben Menashe, isviro leike Rabbi Kiva, if Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds like Rabbi Kiva, ma'ike bein mashmo usoy de tia loshen kiyim, l'mashmo yis de Shimon HaTamoni. That means, why did he have to be a stickler and say that tia means kiyim? Whatever it means, afilu it means havayu, you'll also end up with the same alochi. Nami mashmalei Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe losh navayu is also mitlei mamza. If he holds like Rabbi Kiva, uma bein ruya lekaima liyesh bo havayu. So Moshe says, "Amonu lekayin godol, the moide bo Rabbi Kiva shekdushin toivsin loybo vafa pishei belav." Even though there's a lav. Chapsimoy, Vladin Grushala Hedyet. Minakel Kolani Lodi Mechai Vilavin Rabbi Kiva holds a mamza. Layikach Vesomat Leilei Lechalel Zavei Midin Kohuna Hu Mechaleloi Loi Shem Mamzerim Aleim. Loi Shem Mamzerim Aleim. Now, I would like to be Messiah with a Ha'orim. Lechayre, lo yechalol zaroi, you have to know, is lo yechalol zaroi a lav, or is lo yechalol zaroi a statement? That means the pasuk is telling us that that he shouldn't marry grusha zayne lo yechalol zaroi. That means because if he'll marry a grusha zayne, it'll be mechalol zaroi. Rashi in Chumash would seem holds like that, that it's a statement that he shouldn't marry these people, that they shouldn't be mechalol zaroi. Now, if you learn it's a statement, so then it's very good. It says, it's saying what calamity will come out if he will marry them. So it says, lechalol zaroi midin kohune. So if they become psulei kol, it should have said there's a bigger calamity that will happen. But I mean, if it's not a lav, it's only a statement what could come out. He shouldn't marry a zayne v'lo yichalol zaroi. Rashi says in Chumash shelo yichalol zaroi. So then I understand the Gemara very well. So the Gemara is telling us, listen, if the Pasuk wants to tell us the what we're gaining by not marrying a Zayne, so don't say Shaloy Yischalo Zari Mina Kahune. There's more than that. His children will become Mamzerim. And if the Pasuk says this is what we're gaining, is a Raya, that's all. They don't become Mamzerim. That's if we'll understand that it's a statement. But if we will learn that it's a lav, and I won't go into the arichas that other rishonim zicha learn, there's a lav le yechalo zaroi. So lechayre, what's the kashem? There's a lav le yechalo zaroi. If a person, let's clear a shayla, if a person is bo alachai vekrisis, is he over a lav of making mamzerim? There's no such love in the Torah. Fine. There's no love of making a mamza. There is a love of being mechalol zaroi. There is such a love. So l'chayre, we have to understand what is the raya. What is the raya from this part? Who says he makes a mamzerim also? But I'm making mamzerim, there's no love. I'm making chalolim, there's no love. So the pasuk says, well, you're not allowed to be mechalol zaroi mikdushas kuna. That's what the pasuk is saying. That's a love. To make mamzerim, you'll make them, but there's no love to make mamzerim. A person who's born, chai vekrisus, is over this akoris, but he's not over a love of making mamzeris.